Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Dark Lord of Durcombe by Diana Wynne Jones. Narrated by Gildert Jackson. Chapter 1.
"Will you be quiet?"
hissed High Chancellor Querida. She pouched up her eyes and glared round the table.
"I was only trying to say—" a king, an emperor, and several wizards began.
"At once," said Querida, "or the next person to speak spends the rest of his life as a snake."
This shut most of the University Emergency Committee up. Querida was the most powerful wizard in the world, and she had a special feeling for snakes. She looked like a snake herself, small and glossy-skinned and greenish, and very, very old. Nobody doubted she meant what she said, but two people went on talking anyway. Gloomy King Luther murmured from the end of the table, "Being a snake might be a relief." And when Corrida's eyes darted round at him, he stared glumly back, daring her to do it. And Wizard Barnabas, who was Vice-Chancellor of University, simply went on talking.
"Trying to say, Corrida, that you don't understand what it's like. You're a woman. You only have to be the glamorous enchantress. Mr. Chesney won't let women do the Dark Lord."
Querida's eyes snapped round at him with no effect at all. Barnabas gave her a cheerful smile and puffed a little. His face seemed designed for good humour. His hair and beard romped round his face.